From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM, here for the holidays in St. Louis, the cold, creepy cave. Next hour, Dr. Fred Bell, and boo-hoo-hoo, are we going to talk with a lot of things with him. So just stick around for Coast to Coast AM. By the way, thank you to all of you who showed up at the Clear de Lune Coffee Shop Saturday in San Diego. I had a wonderful time meeting all of you. Hundreds of people showed up listening to us, of course, on Kogo in San Diego, 600 AM. Just had a wonderful time at the book signing, and we just fielded questions and talked and took pictures. But got to tell you, folks in San Diego, as well as all over the country where I've been on this tour, absolutely magnificent. And I'm so glad that the feedback that you give me on the program is so direct when we get together. And not only is it helpful, but it really gives all of us a perspective of how we're reaching you every night that we do this program, seven nights a week. So thank you again, and it was all fun, and we'll do it again. Well, a very sad story. I don't know if you've been following this story about the climbers that went up Mount Hood, but they found one of them dead. Rescue workers are fearing now the two missing climbers may have fallen into a half-a-mile deep glacier crack while trying to descend Mount Hood. The search and rescue teams were preparing to scour the area of the mountain, commonly known as the Gullies, because of its tendency for avalanche and other snow activity, in their hunt for two of the three climbers that have been missing now for more than 10 days. The body of the third climber, Kelly James, was found in a second snow cave uncovered by crews on Sunday near the spot located by cell phone signals traced to him. The other two, while they were trying to get help, may have got blown off with 100-mile-an-hour winds. This is a very tragic, tragic story. A man identified as a suspect arrested in connection with the killing of five prostitutes in England has said in media interviews that he knew some of the women, but he denied involvement in their murders. A profile of the man, identified in press reports as the supermarket worker Tom Stevens, has emerged through the MySpace website, maintaining that website, showing photographs of himself in bizarre poses. Stevens is a member of the website MySpace, on which users can post details about themselves. The page, on which he gives his nickname as the Bishop, displays several images of Stevens in apparently comical poses. In one, he appears holding a tin of custard powder. Another shows him riding a wheeled buggy. And third, pictures show him with eyes painted on his closed eyelids. A man has been choked to death by his pet boa constrictor in his home in Cincinnati. The 13-foot snake was still strangling the body when it was discovered by an acquaintance. Members of an animal protection group removed the snake from the house after helping police officers free it. Barbera first found success creating the highly successful Tom and Jerry cartoons. The antics of the battling cat and mouse went on to win 7 Academy Awards, more than any other series with the same characters. And then the partners, who teamed up while working at MGM in the 30s, then went on a whole new realm of success in the 1960s with the witty series of animated TV comedies. As I mentioned, Yogi Bear, the Flintstones, they did the Jetsons, Scooby-Doo, in which my friend Casey Kasem still does the voice, and Huckleberry Hound and Friends. Joe Barbera, dead at the age of 95. A village in the shadow of the Italian Alps has installed a giant mirror on a mountainside to reflect sunshine into its main square. The small city north of Turin saw no sun for 3 months of the year before the project. Now, with a 48-square-foot meter steel sheet controlled by computers to follow the path of the sun and reflect its rays down into the village, they have light now for at least 6 hours a day. Isn't that strange? And vegetarians are more intelligent than meat eaters, according to new research. A study of thousands revealed that those who stick to a vegetarian diet have IQs around 5 points higher. Writing in the British Medical Journal, the researchers say the fruit and vegetable-rich vegetarian diet could somehow boost brain power. And in a moment, our guest is Gabriel Cousins. We're going to talk about this and new information on reversing diabetes on Coast to Coast AM. Dr. Gabriel Cousins, a medical doctor, is the founder and director of the Tree of Life Foundation. He is a holistic medical doctor, a psychiatrist, family therapist, licensed homeopathic physician. Dr. Cousins received his MD degree from Columbia Medical School in 1969, completed his psychiatry residency in 73. Also in the National Football Hall of Fame as the captain linebacker of his undefeated college team. Dr. Cousins has published many articles on health and in journals and popular magazines in the areas of biochemistry, school health, clinical pharmacology, hyperglycemia, and Alzheimer's disease. He's our guest this hour on Coast to Coast. Gabriel, welcome back. How are you?
Well, fine, George. It's really nice to be back here and nice to talk to you.
Likewise. You know, this is an incredible story that I saw today about vegetarians are more intelligent than meat eaters. Is this true?
Well, I'm going to tell you a true life story. This is a person who is a millionaire businessman, had a marginally good business, and really became what we call a live food vegan, okay?
Yeah.
In 2 years, he increased his sales $400 million.
$400 million?
And he said this is like picking cherries. You know, he said, I'm so much quicker, smarter, and more clever than the people around me. I'm just said they're no competition. Now, this is one that took him 2 years. Then he got off the diet, and his whole function went down. And within 2 years, because the business was doing so poorly as a result of his change in consciousness, his change in alertness, that literally his partners bought him out. But this is a very important point. We just did a study. First of all, I have to say, as a scientist, this is a preliminary type study that these folks did, the British did. And we don't want to say this is absolutely true, but it leaves us open to some very interesting things. We have a live food kind of vegan master's program here, and the students do a thesis. And one person interviewed 864 people who had been on live foods for 2 years. And besides the fact, and this is interesting, two-thirds were female and one-third were men, and I think that's pretty common. There was a 68% a change in what they would call intellectual. 68% of people felt they were intellectually sharper and more thoughtful basically had a tremendous intellectual development. So something is going on that, you know, in our study, and of course this study, which is a survey study, didn't give the percentages, but there seems to be something to it. Let's put it that way.
Now, when they talk about meat eaters, Gabriel, are they including those who eat chicken and items like that?
Well, in the study, they seem to imply that even the people who were vegetarian occasionally ate meat, meaning chicken and fish.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So it's flesh foods. But the interesting thing is, again, you take it a step further, and we have this other study with really, I mentioned 864, but 525 completed the study, and we're running, 68% of the recipients, of the people, really felt intellectually clear. What was also interesting is there was a drop in the people who were depressed from 27% to 7%. In other words, a 400% drop in those who are depressed and a 300% drop in those who are anxious. So something with the diet plays a role that seems to be coming out. And overall functioning, again, on this kind of diet, in our interview, in the study, our study, we found that there was from 25% increase to 78% of the people beginning having two bowel movements a day, and the amount of constipation decreased from 73% to 30%. Now, we may be joking, but it could be that that affects your mind function, too. In fact, it really does.
You know, of course, in this particular study, it was a IQ of 5 points higher. Does it really make a big difference, 5 points?
No, but we're really talking about, just it's a suggestion that something is going on. I don't think we can take it too much further than that, but it's an interesting suggestion. But we can also say something like, do brighter people tend to have healthier dietary habits? And if your mind is clear because your diet is healthier, does that increase your IQ? Well, perhaps it does. In fact, I would tend to think at a certain level, if your mind is fogged because you're constipated and your mind because you put junk food in, you're going to get junk food quality of thinking.
You know what's interesting here too? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I would say so it's a circular kind of thing. What is causing what? But generally speaking, people who are a little bit smarter, and does that mean women are, more smart than men? We can't say that. You got to be careful on that one.
Probably.
but they have more interest in health, and it does seem to show that those people who are higher up on the economic scale have more interest in health. In fact, we're going to talk a little bit later about diabetes, but it's very clear that those in the lower socioeconomic levels eat poor diets and have higher rates of diabetes.
And I think, Gabriel, one of the big culprits here is sugar. I was in a car going from Los Angeles to San Diego Saturday for my book signing. And the driver said, hey, are you folks hungry? You want to stop off? And we had about an hour and a half to kill before the event started. First place he went was to a donut shop. And, I have had one donut in like 9 months.
Good for you.
I was really reluctant to have one, but everybody was starving, so we had that, and I had an iced tea, a bottle of water with it. But I got to tell you, you don't feel good. You get a quick rush, and then you come down fast, and I don't like it.
Yeah, and see, the brain needs a steady level of glucose. And if your blood sugar is going up and down, or of course if it goes too high, it almost like clogs the functioning, your mind is not going to work as well. And so this is what we're really talking about when really asking the question about vegetarian. Vegetarians are eating higher quality food. Vegans are eating higher, and live food, people who are eating food that is not cooked, processed, microwaved, are getting the highest quality food. And their thinking is sharper. That millionaire who increased it by 400 million before he changed his diet and went back the other way, that's what he was saying. He was just sharper than the other people, and he could take advantage of them. Now, that's what he did.
If you just eat vegetables, can that take care of your craving? You know how that you've got that hunger, pain, craving. Will vegetables eliminate that if you eat enough of them?
Yes, and we're going to say something else. Drinking water also. Most people are dehydrated. Now, if there's just a slight dehydration, like up to 3%, it will actually affect how your mind works. And what I have found at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center here in Patagonia, Arizona, when people come and they feel like their memory starts to go, like in their 50s, 60s, starts to happen. First thing we do is try to treat their dehydration. And literally, you become like a prune brain. With age, if you aren't paying attention to that. So the very first thing I really tell people is, please drink more water. Hydrate your brain so it can work right. Then if people are still having, issues, I think vegetables is really are very important in terms of satisfying your appetite because they have the fiber, they have the fullness to them.
Let me ask you about the water. You know how sometimes people, you wake up and you have that blasé feeling. You really just haven't been jump-started yet. If you drink enough water, let's assume you're dehydrated. If you drink enough water, will you start feeling better?
Yes, because it starts to flush out the toxins as well. This is another thing. With meat eaters, the animals that are higher up on the food chain, meaning fish, chicken, and obviously cows, have considerably more pesticides, herbicides, and depleted uranium. I mean, animals have 30 times more depleted uranium. They have 15 times more pesticides and herbicides.
Where are they getting this depleted uranium from?
Well, unfortunately, there's 17 nations that have access to it. And depleted uranium is what is used in weapons, and they're very effective, very effective as weapons. Unfortunately, we've dropped them on Bosnia and Afghanistan.
And Iraq.
In Iraq, absolutely. And what we're looking at is literally 2,000 times higher radiation there. But guess what? It comes across in the desert storms, and within 4 days it reaches U.S., particularly Florida, the South, Texas, and the East Coast, but really all over. And it really affects everybody. So a lot, and also a lot of the GIs coming back from Iraq are affected. They did a study on 251 GIs from Mississippi, and 67% of their offspring after they had been there, not before, the kids were normal before, 67% had severe congenital defects, meaning missing an arm, missing a foot, missing an eye, you know, missing a brain, that kind of real serious thing.
67%.
That's outrageous. And we've been doing some testing. This is preliminary. They actually are going to finally do some VA testing. And I found in 40 people, 39 out of 40 people had depleted uranium in their system.
So what happens now to all the troops that are there, the 140,000, and the Iraqi citizens?
Well, what happens is we now have a situation where the rate of cancer in Iraq is 10 times higher than before
The wars.
The two wars. 1991, because that's what we're looking at, because it takes 5 years to see the rates.
Right.
1991. And the rate of congenital defects is 600% higher. Our people coming back, in World War II, we had 3% people complaining. Vietnam, 10%. Now we have 50%.
Oh, my God.
In you know, from post-Iraq vets. And the vets, this is just, let's be specific. There were 20 people, this is in 2001, 20 soldiers who, you know, marched across Iraq who were fighting from the border. And of those 20, well, I'm going to say kids because they're 20 years old. To
young men.
25, young men and women. 40% of them now have cancer.
I mean, cancer to the point where this could be fatal for them imminently?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm and so, see, but depleted uranium is a very effective weapon, okay? Not that we want to.
It's armor piercing, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but also you have depleted uranium tanks, so they can't be pierced by armor.
That's right.
And it goes in it when it hits a tank, however, it goes up to 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and it just becomes then in part of the atmosphere, and then people breathe it in. It affects your thinking. Very seriously, it affects your thinking because it goes right into the brain cells. And what happens with all radiation, is that it starts to create free radicals, and that breaks down the cell membranes, and things don't work as well.
And you're saying we're getting bombarded by some of this in the atmosphere?
That in the U.S., in Gabriel's testing here at the Tree of Life Rejuvenation Center, we found 39 out of 40 people I tested. Now, the good news, here's the good news, and they're actually doing about the ready to start a study at the VA hospital with it, that a thing called natural cellular defense, in 1 week plus a fast, those two combined, we got 99% of those people, and it was in their breast, liver, and brain, were cleared in 1 week. So we figured out a way to get rid of it with the natural cellular defense. And so that's exciting because we've been working on a lot of things. But the pollution thing affects every function.
Everybody.
And this is a little scary, but I think it's the Center for, there was a study done, and the Red Cross drew the blood as an independent source, natural resource consult.
Right.
And there were average of, there were 289 toxins in the umbilical cord of every baby.
289. Stay with us, Gabriel. We're going to be back with you in just a moment. We're also going to open up the phone lines if anybody has a question for you. West of the Rockies, 800-618-8255. East of the Rockies, 800-825-5033. First time caller line is 818-501-4721. and the wild card line ready to roll at 818-501-4109. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. Well, Dr. Fred Bell, New Relation to Art, right around the corner. We're going to talk with him about a number of really fascinating subjects. Hey, we are still offering, so far, the double CD for free when you pick up the After Dark newsletter. The double CD, of course, is an Art Bell interview with the late Father Malachi Martin. Two separate shows, fascinating information. Get the CDs for free when you order After Dark by calling 1-888-727-5505. You can also go online at coasttocoastam.com. When we come back, your questions with our guest, Dr. Gabriel Cousins, right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Dr. Cousins' website, treeoflife.nu, is linked up at the coasttocoastam.com website. He's written a number. How many books have you written now, Gabriel?
Well, about six books, but the key ones for this discussion are the Conscious Eating Book, which has a whole chapter, chapter 29, on how to protect yourself against radiation, which is what we're talking about with DU, and then Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine, which is a really excellent book to explain both books. One is considered what people call the Bible of vegetarian nutrition, which is conscious eating. And the other one, Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine, is a shorter, helping you understand a lot of the problems with sugar. I know we're going to get into diabetes in a moment, but that's a really good book. And then the last book I wrote is called Spiritual Nutrition, which is how eating a vegan life food diet helps really accelerate your spiritual life and turn you into a superconductor of the energies, of the life force energies.
All right, well, let's take some phone calls, and we will talk about the reversing of diabetes and some information that really hit the headlines last week. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Dr. Cousins. Hi there on Coast to Coast.
Hi, George and Gabriel. This conversation tonight is rather eye-opening about the depleted uranium. Doctor, are you aware that Lawrence Livermore Lab is planning on exploding underground with planned atmospheric eruptions of depleted uranium into the atmosphere here in Livermore?
No. You know, the problem that you're bringing up is, literally, since 1963, when we stopped doing all the atomic testing, the rate of perinatal mortality went down, okay? Now it's going back up again, and it's directly related, as far as we can tell, to depleted uranium, and now they're just adding to it. I just don't know what people are thinking. We would call it crimes against humanity, and the way we can do it is make as much noise about it as possible. That's really what we're talking about.
Right. Well, I understand there is a group that is planning on even taking it to court if necessary to block it.
Yeah.
But they keep saying they have this mindset that depleted uranium is no more harmful than the rays of the sun in moderate doses. This is what they're telling on the local television news stations currently.
That's just simply not true. I mean, all you have to do is ask the people in Iraq, where they have 10 times greater amount of cancer, 6 times greater amount of congenital effects, and ask those parents, those 251 returning vets, and their experience in Mississippi, where they have 67% of their offspring have severe congenital defects, and tell me it's like sun's rays. I don't think so.
We got to stop that test, Gabriel. How do we do this?
Well, I think this is, it's not just that test. It's all these that deplete uranium by all 17 different nations that have access to it. And that's just like, it's been declared illegal and immoral by the United Nations. It's also by the European Union after the rate of leukemia on their observers in Bosnia went up 3 times. 300%.
It's almost like a radiological bomb, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's really crimes against humanity explicitly. This is not an exaggeration. It's very explicit. without getting in, I'm not a lawyer, so we can only go so far with that, if you follow what I mean. But when you read the lawyer's briefs on the situation, it's like crimes against humanity. It's illegal on every level, Geneva Conventions. And we, the people, have to start making noise about it. That's really what it is. Now, there are organizations in this country that we have, and that one of them is the International Action Center. It's on Depleted Uranium Education Project. Their website is IACenter.org.
Would the military stop using this? If the public outcry was so huge.
Yeah, that's the point. People have to make enough noise to get heard because it's totally illogical. Yes, it's a great weapon. We got that. Yes, it can penetrate, but you know what? You're killing your own troops. What's the point?
You're saving them from from the tanks getting blown up, but you're killing them with the uranium around it.
Yeah, and so it's like, this is not making sense. The women are coming back with, you know, cancer of the uterus, endometriosis, which is the inflammation of all the lining, cancer of the rectum, because they're sitting on ammunition, you know, that's radioactive. So it's really very disturbing, and only we in some kind of mass action can make a real difference. And it's the same thing with everything. You know, I was talking also about the babies having 200, you know, average of 200 pesticides and herbicides in their blood, and this is in 180 of them being carcinogens and 217 being neurotoxins. Now, we've developed a program at the Tree of Life. I'm a grandfather now. It's like I've got to figure this out to protect my prospective kids, you know, grandchildren. And so we've got a very simple thing to get mothers to come and the fathers to do this 1 week of green juice fasting with the natural soy defense, and we're running 86% clearance of all 26 toxins we test in 1 week, and 100% in 2 weeks. So we have a program. We have it real simple, and it isn't that they only have to come and fast. They can just get the NCD. But there are ways to deal with it. But the best way is just don't do it.
Is this true? Depleted uranium remains radioactive for literally billions of years?
Well, 4.5 billion years.
That's incredible.
So that's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay? We can change this. There are ways to clean it up. All that's possible. But the best way is to stop doing it. That's easy. It's really straightforward.
Take another call. We'll talk about the diabetes, and we'll go back to final calls to wrap up the hour. Okay. Wild card line, let's go to you. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hi, George.
Hi.
Merry Christmas. This is Matt in Salt Lake.
Thank you, Matt. You too.
Gabriel, I had a question for you. I heard part of your show at the beginning where you were talking about being smart and diet or genetics. Could you elaborate on that?
Say it once more. List the second half of the sentence. Being smart and something genetics?
Yeah, something to do with the food and that we eat.
Well, that was the
veg. I think he missed right at the top when we're talking about vegetarians.
Yeah, the vegetarian diet is going to. We know a vegetarian diet makes you healthier. A vegetarian diet is going to have considerable less heart disease, considerable less cancer. All that's been shown in a variety of long-term studies, for example, with the Seventh-day Adventists. And what happens is when you are eating less toxic food and food, it better helps all your systems function, you're also going to be smarter. And what I was talking about was actually a millionaire person who went to vegan live foods and literally in 2 years was making $400 million more a year for 2 years, and then he switched back to the old diet, and he lost it all. This is very funny, but it's...
Bring on the celery.
And because he was so much smarter than the people he was dealing with. and so what happens is it really opens up your mental facilities, and our experience in our research with 525 people was that 68% of the people felt a very significant, if not dramatic, increase in their intellectual abilities. So, again, this is what we would call soft research, you know, but it's very suggestive of just what they found in this study in England.
All right, last week scientists said that they may have found a way to cure type 1 diabetes. They did some testing with mice. What's that all about, Gabriel?
Well, okay, for years we've been curing diabetes, okay? We're going to say curing and also reversing it naturally. This is really simple. But we just, there's a movie came here, Patagonia Films, and they came here and they studied what we did. They took six people from all over the world, like McDonald's people.
Yeah.
And within two of them were type 1, okay? And within four days, I had them all off insulin.
Were they type 1, though, before they went on to the fast food?
Well,
who knows?
You know, we don't know that.
Right.
But four of them were type 2. Two were type 1. Okay? Four were type 2, and two were type 1. So within 4 days, all of them were off their insulin except one of the type 1s. 4 days.
What did you do to get them off that?
Well, it's really simple. It's actually embarrassingly simple. We just broke what's called the Roger Bannister 4-minute mile. First of all, we got them to understand that the traditional belief system is it's incurable, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And we just said, well, guess what? That's not the case. We've been curing this and reversing this for over 20 years. And we're going to do that with you, even though you don't have a clue about what we're doing. And so we went on a live food diet. We went on a no-sugar diet. No sugar. This is
What do you mean by live food diet?
No cooking, no microwave, no frying, okay? And I'm going to say no sugar. Now, no sugar is important because most of the, let's say, diabetic programs will use some sugar. But this
if you're not cooking, what are you eating?
Well, we're eating our vegetables.
Raw.
We're eating raw. We're having sprouts. We're having a variety of sprouted grains. You're having sea vegetables. You're having also different things like some of the superfoods like spirulina, chlorella, things like that. Also, remember, we're doing stringent to reverse a very extreme situation. Most of these people came in with a blood sugar of around 400, okay?
That's very high, isn't it?
Yes. The normal is, safe normal is around 83, according to the newest research, 83. One person who has type 1 diabetes, this is so amazing to me. Now, his blood sugar at one point was 1,200. Within 4 days, he was off insulin, 4 days, and within 2 weeks, he was cured. Cured means his blood sugar, and it still is, runs between 70 and 80.
Okay? Just by doing what you just said.
Well, that, and we have a very special, I'm going to say, a supplement program. The reason I can't really share it here is because we drop your blood sugar so quickly that we really have to have medical supervision. You know, it's like, because you don't want people to go into insulin shock, right?
That's possible, I guess, isn't it?
So, the old NCD comes in here because it averages about 50-point drop often in the blood sugar, but it involves high-potency proteolytic enzymes. It involves a series of herbs and combinations that regenerate the pancreas. It's a whole theory that we've worked out in terms of how to heal diabetes naturally. I'm not going to say heal. I want to say reverse because everybody's a little different. Like the person, we had one person with what's known as Syndrome X, which is obesity, high blood pressure, inability to lose weight. And she took we got her off insulin in 4 days, but she took about 2.5 weeks before her blood sugar began dropping. And she made it to about 111 from about 300.
Let's go to our first-time caller line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, this is Hillary from San Diego. Love your show, George.
Hillary Clinton, though, by any chance.
No, not related at all. And Dr. Cousins, I'm very impressed so far about, you know, your given us a lot of statistics regarding cancer rates, and you seem so knowledgeable. My problem is I had a second trimester abdominal CT scan. They didn't let me wear a shield. And now my son is 1 year old, but I've come to learn that that abdominal CT scan has been linked to, God forbid, childhood leukemia.
Yeah, it's a 16-time higher rate. That was research done by Dr. Petkin.
Mm-hmm.
I referred to it in my conscious eating book, and it's a very real issue. And actually, let's be more specific, you shouldn't even be flying in the first trimester. But any time you get an X-ray in the first, you know, first or second trimester, it's really more in the first trimester to be more specific. You do run a risk, 16 times greater risk of leukemia. Now, does that mean it's going to happen? No. But it means if I were you, I would make sure your child is exposed to the highest quality of foods, and I'm going to say very specifically organic food, and because the rates for children of these diseases are much higher when they're eating pesticides and herbicides. And I would also, I'm not talking about this cures cancer, okay? I want to be clear about it. But natural cellular defense helps tremendously with the free radicals, and then I would have them take as much free radical antioxidants. I didn't say that right. Antioxidants that you can, because particularly the first trimester, it is 16 times higher. This research is documented by Dr. Peckin, who's like a really expert in this. And again, if you want to get my book, Conscious Eating, Chapter 29, I specifically discuss the issue.
Great, thanks. Now, does this book also give you some of the pointers you just mentioned about diabetes and things like that?
No, but the Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine doesn't. It talks about diabetes and the problem of sugar. Let's put it simple. Dr. Klieg, who was the head of the British Medical Navy,
mm-hmm.
and he did, after the war, World War II, studied all these cultures, and he found when you introduce sugar into the culture, 20 years later, you have an epidemic of diabetes.
I believe that.
That's basically, studying many different cultures. Really what we've done at the Tree of Life, we actually have a 21-day program the key is follow-up, and the key is helping people deal with their resistance to getting healthy, because it isn't so simple as just eat sugar, stop eating sugar. It's like you got to change your mind. You have to be a Roger Bannister. That's in our time, George. Not everybody knows who Roger Bannister is. I understand.
Well, that's true.
But
I think I've watched that.
It's breaking the four-minute mile. It's like let go that it can't be healed. You can reverse it. That's the good news. We do have a program. We have a 21-day program to get you started. That doesn't mean you're going to get cured in 21 days. We're not claiming that. But as they say, we like people to get off the insulin in 4 days, which happens very, very quickly. And then the follow-up and learning. So you have to change your life. You want to change diabetes, it's a lifestyle problem. It's a high-fat, high-sugar diet, simple carbohydrate, which includes fruit, and we need to go to a high fiber, and that includes beans, which you have to cook, which we teach people how to do. You have to do the beans, the grains, complex carbohydrates, high fiber, low sugar, low fat, and there you go. And that is the diet that works, but it really has to be what we call in my Rainbow Green Life Food Cuisine book, Phase One diet. It's outlined in entirety, and you understand a whole lot because that also overlaps with candida, because of the sugar issue. And then when you have diabetes, your blood sugar is so much higher. So you're actually just full of sugar, and, of course, you grow fungus.
Gabriel, wealth of information tonight. Thanks for being on the program.
Yeah, great. And, if people want to call direct, they can call 866-394-2520, 866-394-2520, or Tree of Life, www.treeoflife.nu, and you can find out about our programs, find out about the books. The books you can also get it on Amazon.com, of course.
All right, that's Dr. Gabriel Cousins as we watch your health. In a moment, Dr. Fred Bell, some fascinating topics just ahead. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM.